Greetings, church family. This is Dale Flowers. Both last week and this week, I would have been away on two back-to-back retreats. One would have been my third in a series of four leadership retreats titled Sustaining the Courage to Serve, offered through the Center for Courage and Renewal. The other would have been the West Coast Presbyterian Pastors Conference, which I have attended with Kent Weber and others off and on for almost 30 years. Each of these times away represent for me a time of rest and refreshment, an opportunity to nourish my soul after a year of giving out, culminating in Lent, Holy Week, and Easter. One of the hardest aspects of this pandemic has been the scheduled events that I had planned that have now been canceled or postponed indefinitely. Not only do I grieve the loss of what I have anticipated and planned for, but in its place, I've been challenged to work even more. This past Saturday, facilitators of the leadership retreat I would have attended held a Zoom mini-retreat. As one of our exercises, a poem was read titled, "And the People Stayed Home." This poem speaks of the kind of experiences resulting from this pandemic and what we learned from it. We were then invited to take a line from the poem and respond to it. There were some amazing lines to choose from about how the people listened more deeply. Another was how the people began to think differently, and a third how the people healed. But the line I could not get past was how the people learned new ways of being. It wasn't so much that I chose that line as much as it chose me. That was not my reality, but I wished it was. The line of my poem would have read, "And the pastor learned new ways of working, and new ways of responding to new challenges." Then came a feeling I had not recognized in me, nor named yet, a feeling of resentment. I had allowed myself to be consumed by work, but it was my choice. Once my feelings surfaced and I shared them openly with a group of trusted friends, I could accept who I was and own my sense of disappointment and hurt. Speaking my truth allowed me to realize I could now choose differently, think differently, and actually learn new ways of being. In another setting, I heard someone say, "This pandemic has put us all in the same boat." But another person quickly suggested that it isn't that we're in the same boat as much as we're in the same storm. I like that distinction. Recording artist Benjamin Schauer has written a song about what it means for us to weather the storm. The refrain goes like this. It's not how long the rain falls, or how hard the wind blows, or how deep is the snow in the road, or the balance we fake when we feel the ground shake, and when we think our world will explode. It's the help that we give. It's the love that we live. It's our pride in the friendships we form. It's the courage we show facing things we don't know. It's the way we weather the storm. It's tempting to think we can put this virus behind us and soon return to the way things were. The truth is, things will not return to what was. Something new will emerge. The question we must ask is, what will this experience teach us? What new ways of being lies ahead for each of us? Instead of focusing on the end of the storm, I'm looking at what truth the storm will reveal about me, about you, and about our life together as a church.